This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on this Friday morning. We're happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And a little muggy out there this morning, I noticed on the way in. A little bit of moisture on the window when I got up this morning. I looked out the kitchen window and I thought, has it been raining? No, it wasn't rain. It was just mugginess. So we're happy that you're with us this morning. Boy, it's we wake up today to news that Donald Trump is now ordering the release. They've now gone to court, Kim St. Ange, to try to get some of these documents in the Epstein case. So the pressure is working. The pressure's worked, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it has. The whole thing is just, it feels like whiplash right now, a little bit.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. We'll see how that works. A whole bunch of things happened. They got that rescissions package passed the House last night. Everybody's talking about that. There was a cryptocurrency bill that passed as well. And I got to be honest with you, I'm still digging through it this morning. But from what I can tell, it looks like we may have gotten a major. Now, you may not be happy with how they're going to sort of set the guidelines for crypto. I'm not fluent enough in crypto to say whether the bill is a good thing or a bad thing. I know there are people that have concerns over how it deals with these things. But at the end of the day, what it does do, if I read this correctly, and I'm going to read it directly from the report from, I don't know if it was Reuters or something who wrote the report this morning. I'm going to try to read it directly from there. If I read it correctly, it bans central bank digital currency, which has been a big issue for conservatives. Certainly, there was a lot of concern that the Biden people were moving in that direction. What's bad about central bank digital currency? Kim, do you have any idea
about? It would give them, my understanding of it would be, it would give them more control, right? Don't they want to move away essentially from cash? And it would allow them, I think about what happened in Canada, where during COVID they were able to freeze accounts.
Thank you. That's it. That's the bottom line on central bank digital currency. You you pissed off the overlord, the government, for some reason, and you're driving down the road in your fancy little electric car, and all of a sudden it stops working, or you go to fill up and you find out that your bank account has been drained because the federal government determined you owed them money that you may be disputing what you owed them, but suddenly because it's central bank digital currency, you don't have any control over it anymore. Remember, Ethan probably remembers this because Kim's way too young to remember this, but they used to make dollar bills and $5 bills that were called silver certificates. Remember that? Those were the days.
Sounds familiar.
It says this. It used to say the bearer of this is entitled to silver in return for this. In other words, you could walk into the bank and exchange it for its value in silver. It was called a silver certificate.
What year would that have been?
They were antiques when I was born. So 20s, 30s. I mean, if you have a silver certificate, they're old.
You look fantastic.
They're old. Thank you. I'm not saying when I was when I was born this was a thing, but my point is there used to be a time when you could consistently depend on the fact that if you had a dollar bill in your pocket, it had some value. Mm-hmm. And the concern is if this goes to central bank digital currency, what do you own?
Well,
it just exists in the Ethernet. It's like a digital coin.
Yeah.
And not everybody's comfortable with that. You may invest in crypto. Good for you. If you were smart enough to buy some of that stuff years ago, good for you. But not everyone is interested in it, and a lot of people distrust how the government would handle that.
I wouldn't. There's a lot of unknowns with it still, and so I would never want to have all my eggs in one basket, that being the basket.
Yeah, well, that's the amen to that. I would completely agree with that. You do not want. You don't want the government charged that. So that's one thing that may have happened yesterday that's kind of a big deal. This health report on the president that we're going to talk about. Just so happens, we have Eric Burleson, we believe, this morning at 7:35. So, you know, every Friday during the Capitol beat, we try to bring you a member of Congress to just talk about what's gone on for the week down in D.C. Last week we had... who'd we have?
Bob Onder
last mm-hmm. week. And then this week we had it scheduled like every other week we bounce around. And this week it's supposed to be Eric Burleson, who just yesterday or the day before was put out a tweet or an X demanding that they release the files on Epstein. So it's going to be interesting to get to him this morning if we do. He had a travel mix up.
Mm-hmm.
We had him scheduled. Then they said maybe he can't make it because of a travel mix-up. And then they texted us back and said, we think he can make it. So,
well, he would have voted late last night on this rescissions bill. So my guess would be that he's probably flying home.
Potentially. So
we're gonna
stick with the idea that we will have him this morning in our 7 o'clock hour, around 7:35. So he should be able to give us some insight into that. CBD, the central bank digital currency issue, along with any breaking news on some letter that Donald Trump supposedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein 25 years ago that the president denies is his. He goes, I don't draw images of anything. I didn't do that, but the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times wants you to believe that that he did. I don't know. All that junk going on. Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
Well, kudos to Caroline Leavitt just for being able to read all that without stumbling. Just reading the medical records, talk about transparency. Imagine how little you would have learned had this been Joe Biden. And they basically handed you the president's medical record and said, there's no there. Here's what he's got.
This is unbelievable. There's a way to do this. If you want to force this through, if you want to ram this through, there's a way to do it in accordance to the rules as spelled out by the parliamentarian.
Yeah, you know what that is, Spartacus? That's called the Republicans have the majority. This was a judge, Emil Bovee, I think is how his name is pronounced, and the Democrats really didn't want him on the court. And the Republicans overruled them because they have a majority there in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I congratulate them for doing it. I'm proud of them for doing it because public sentiment is important in all things, as Lincoln has told us. But for public sentiment to prevail, people have to know. And this dramatic move on the part of the Senate Democrats is very important.
Yeah, whatever. That's Nancy Pelosi congratulating Democrats on getting up and walking out after they lost the vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee because they're mad about one candidate. Well, you have your own Democrats to thank for changing the rules many years ago, Miss Nancy. Hey, not for much longer. Can we get a round of applause for that, please? CBS has pulled the plug on the left-wing Stephen Colbert after how many years now? 10 or 11
Since
years has he been doing that?
2015 he took over.
Oh, my gosh. 10 years. 10 years too long. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I used to enjoy Colbert before he took over this job. He was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I know he played a role in that role as a comedian where he acted like he was a conservative, but he covered all of the issues and he was funny. And then he flipped to late night, and just like all the other late night comedians, they're so one-sided with everything. I mean, he had Adam Schiff on his show last night, allowing him to kick the president around. He would never have Trump. Well, Trump wouldn't go on his show. But how long have we looked at that? And you've watched the ratings fall,
yep.
And it's like CBS. Do you not see the correlation here between what you've allowed late night TV to become versus the fact that your ratings are in the crapper, and Fox's late night ratings with Gutfeld crush all of the network late night shows now.
It's funny how CBS is coming out there saying, well, this was strictly a financial decision. Well, it's a financial decision because the ratings are in the toilet. And it's because, like you said, he's isolated half of his viewers by being so hateful toward Trump and conservatives in general. I grew up watching Jay Leno. And yeah, I was a kid, probably a teenager when he was really popular. But I didn't care as much about politics then, but I don't remember him getting super political. He was just funny.
They beat up
jokes.
Both sides.
They beat up both sides, and it's weird how it's not just Colbert. Jimmy Fallon. It's like they all have come together and decided this is our approach. We're just going to hate on Donald Trump, and that's going to be our shtick, basically.
I would agree with that. Colbert was one of the worst, but maybe not the worst. Maybe the guy. What's his name?
I don't think he's the worst.
No, the
Jon Stewart?
No, the
Don't you hate
ABC
it when it's
guy.
Like on the tip of your tongue?
Kimmel.
Oh,
Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel's pretty bad too.
Mr. Man Show, the former Man Show host who's been in blackface and all that stuff, and he's just such a freaking hypocrite, and he's such a screaming lefty. And when does his show get canceled? That's what I want to know. I think that's coming next. Anyway, I'll let you hear Colbert's explanation if you haven't on them getting canned. Them canning him. Well, they're giving us 10 more months, but they're not replacing me. It's just the end of the show, as if you're irreplaceable. You're the one that sank this thing. You were the anchor that took this show to the floor of the ocean.
Are you sure his producers weren't the ones who were trying to tell him he should make these jokes? I mean,
yeah.
Really, because maybe it was his... I'm sure he wrote some of his jokes, but it was the writers who were doing a lot of the writing for the show.
He and Kimmel... particularly hate. They're never Trumpers.
But don't
hate
you think
Republicans.
The staff is too? My point is, I don't.
He's
think
surrounded
it's,
himself with.
That's them. But that's my point. I don't think it's just him. I think it's the whole staff there at late night probably doesn't like Trump, and it was a collective effort to basically they sank the show together. The show together.
I think he's the figurehead, and I'm going to lay all the blame on his shoulders. I can't help myself. All right, I've gone over again here, Ethan. Who do we have this morning for our national anthem?
Since we are giving their tickets away later, not right now. It's Little Big Town.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, little update here. So I've had a chance to do a little more reading here in the break on this cryptocurrency bill, and I was wrong. The cryptocurrency bill itself, I think it's called the Clarity Bill, does not include the central bank digital currency ban. It does not. But the House did pass a bill last night that does prohibit central bank digital currency. And that issue is going to be sent over to the Senate now. So it was a separate bill. They tried to include it in the Clarity Act as an amendment. It got kicked out, and I think it might end up getting added into the NDA or something. I don't know. Anyway, the House did pass the bill. They're trying to ban this. There are obviously privacy concerns for a lot of Republicans when it comes to central bank digital currency, but just a quick update. So that is not part of the bill that is headed to the president's desk on crypto. But we have made progress, and I'm sure if and when we get our friend Eric Burleson on a little later, he might be able to clear all of this up. Hey, can we talk very quick? We have to talk about the Coldplay thing. My goodness, this blew up yesterday, didn't it? Right at the end of our show when I saw this, and Kim, I didn't know how the people that got caught cheating at this Coldplay concert were going to play this. I really didn't know. But when I saw the guy's statement come out, I was slack-jawed. Can I just tell you this? I was slack-jawed by it. So you go to a concert, you're cheating on your collective spouses there. They're both married. And they get caught on the kiss cam, basically, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if Coldplay does this all the time. Are we listening to Coldplay here? I don't know if Coldplay does this all the time at all their concerts. But instead of taking, just admitting that you screwed up, this guy comes out and criticizes the band for taking pictures of the audience. So is that like a backhanded, I'm sorry that I have. I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. If you didn't like the words that I said,
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a note I found that I wrote my sister when I was probably 6 years old going through my mom's stuff. And it said, I'm sorry, but you should be sorry, too. That's exactly what his note said. It was actually the first few paragraphs of his statement, CEO Andy Byron, were actually pretty good. But then he goes on to say, what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I'm sorry. You went to a public concert with tens of thousands of people and you darn well know, or you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You should know that bands or like sports teams, they do something called kiss cam or other things that might land you on the big screen. And it's not like you were in your private home and somebody was hiding in the bushes with a camera and captured it and streamed it out live to everybody on the internet. What a joke.
The internet still wins because somebody took that statement and they altered the last few lines. So basically the guy gets in, he says, I'm sorry, I've let my family down, I'm going to take some time away, but I want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. So in other words, that private moment shouldn't have been invaded by a TV camera at your concert.
I should have been able to have I should have had my affair private. I can't believe my affair was exposed without my consent. That's essentially what he said.
Somebody on the internet took the statement and they changed the last line. It says, let me apologize to my family, my wife, our wonderful employees. My behavior is inexcusable and the shame I'm receiving is well deserved. I tried to hide my actions, but the truth has finally been revealed. I am a Coldplay fan, and not just of the first two albums. I also like the recent stuff. I'm going to take some time to contemplate my future. Please respect our family's privacy at this time.
You think Coldplay will respond to this? Because like you said, they took a jab at Coldplay.
Well, he did. He blamed it on the lead singer of Coldplay. That is not going to win you any sympathy whatsoever.
I feel bad for their kids.
It's just...
I'll
tell you later how I had a similar reaction one time, which I realized many years ago was a mistake. And I'll not cheating on a spouse. It was a very different situation. Let me be very clear. Let me be clear, to quote Barack Obama. I'll explain coming up in a minute. We'll get to Kim on a whim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Kim on a whim.
Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice. No, we're going to pretend she's a good time. All right. John Jones and Nate Diaz are here. I had a couple drinks with those guys last night at the hotel, and it was terrifying. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
I think Shane Gillis absolutely killed it at the ESPYs, but there are a lot of angry people right now who feel like he made inappropriate jokes.
Oh, you think?
Because he wasn't politically correct.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the Norm Macdonald when he did it years ago. They've always got a tradition of getting a good comedian in there, but man alive, Gillis was about as anti-PC as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell the nervous laughter of the people in the audience.
Yeah.
I still didn't get his reference to Karl Anthony Towns. I listened to the whole shtick. And Karl Anthony Towns is a center in the NBA or a forward. And he used to play for Kentucky, by the way, I'll point out. And he has some interesting looking hair these days. But he's like, hey, I see Karl Anthony Towns over there. You go, girl. I don't know what he meant by that. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, he's married. I don't know what he was talking about. So
you think ESPN is mad at him because they had to have known booking him that was how he was. He didn't have much of a filter, which is kind of what a good comedian, that's how they are.
Right.
And let's be real. Sure, he may have ticked some people off who are in the audience and ticked some viewers off, but everybody's talking about the ESPYs.
Sure they are.
You know what I mean? So isn't that the win?
I would think. And he goes, hey, they approved all of these. Like, all of his jokes had to be approved in advance. And, of course, he blamed Disney. He's like, hey, Disney approved all these in advance.
Which is kind of shocking. But they're not idiots. They know that, well, maybe they are, but at least some of them know that the way you go viral is by pushing the boundaries a little bit. And this is exactly what he did. He made some jokes about Megan Rapinoe and you. What's the other one that you have, Mark?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
He made the one about Caitlin Clark, which apparently did not go over very well with this audience. And I don't know why, because the funny part, it's a joke to begin with, but why people didn't see the humor in this, listen.
When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
It was like muted laughter because she's not the one instigating the fights. It's the black women, generally speaking, beating the hell out of her on the basketball court. But that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody was nervous to laugh at it. He made some Simone Biles Munchkin joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
she's a leprechaun.
Yeah, exactly.
She's at the end of a rainbow.
Uh-huh.
And she has to trade gold coins.
And of course, she
like
got
that
up and made some really stupid comment about, thank you for me winning this in the male category or something. She had to make some political commentary about men playing in women's sports.
See, I wondered if Shane would take a jab at that.
He did not.
He stayed away from that.
But he also, he does a really good Donald Trump. And
he does. I
have not watched Shane Gillis' show. I've seen him on TV before. I can't remember in what, but I've not watched the show right now that he's doing that he's the most popular for.
I mean, Netflix songs.
The Netflix show.
What it's called.
I've not
it's
watched
called Tires.
Tires.
Is it good?
I think it is. It's hilarious, but again, you got to like Shane Gillis and his comedy.
Yeah, he does it. He does a pretty good pretty good Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Pretending Donald Trump knows ball. It's like a weird thing where they're like, man, he loves sport. He doesn't know anything about sports. Every time a team comes and visits the White House, he's like, and you must be the guy who catches. It's like, look at these guys, big guys, black guys. And that's just when the New York Liberty visited.
His accent was spot on.
I know.
I couldn't believe it.
He sounded just like him. When Trump draws breath in before he's speaking.
What do you think was the most controversial joke? Was it the Belichick one where he was taking jabs at Belichick and his girlfriend who's how many decades younger than him?
Yeah.
Like 50, 50 years younger than him or something like that?
Somebody pointed out yesterday, it might have been during Reardon's show, I thought it was pretty good that they pointed out the fact that, you know, if Tom Brady had been there, like he would have stood up and yelled at him or something because he probably wouldn't have appreciated the Belichick jokes. But like, how do you not joke about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny. Some people could have claimed it was a little bit off color, but it was on cable. Number one, I would like to point out the ESPYs are not aired on a broadcast network. So he can get away with saying a few things that you probably wouldn't say probably on a network broadcast.
Well, it's also not something you would typically watch with young children, right?
Probably
I guess maybe
not.
If you have a child who's really, you know, into sports, maybe you would watch it. But what time does that award show even start?
I don't think anybody watched the ESPYs.
I can honestly say
I don't think I've ever watched them. Yeah.
I've only ever seen the highlights of the ESPYs or the lowlights or whatever happened
that
I've talked about on the radio. I don't know that I've ever actually watched that award show because I just don't care enough.
I mean, that's what it comes down to with these award shows. I feel like they've kind of been an epic failure lately because people are just so sick of them. I'm so sick of people getting up and accepting their award and making it into this little monologue about all this political stuff.
Yeah,
politics. It's so annoying. And so part of me feels like they're almost trying to find these comedians to host these shows where they'll have some viral moment just like Shane Gillis. And then here we are the next, you know, days later and we're still talking about it.
I wonder if he'll ever get invited back. You think?
No.
They'll find somebody more milquetoast to do it. He made a Shadur Sanders joke too, and I don't know if the guy was in the audience or not. They cut away to somebody who had his head down when he mentioned Shadur Sanders, and I don't know Shadur Sanders enough to tell you if that was him or not. But he made a reference to the fact that he just had his jersey retired at the University of Colorado, and everybody started to clap. And he goes, "Yeah, no. He totally earned that. His record was 13-12, and he almost made the Alamo Bowl." I mean, it was just such a biting but true comment where everybody talked about Deion Sanders' kid going to the NFL and taking it by storm because he was such a great college quarterback, except that he wasn't.
What was the WNBA joke that he made again? With his buddy's girlfriend.
Oh, what? Girlfriend? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
We've got the WNBA Player of the Year or whatever sitting here, and everybody started to applaud. He goes, "I'm just kidding. That's my friend's wife, and none of you know WNBA players anyway, obviously."
Caitlin Clark's just about the only one, or Angel Reese. And that's because Angel Reese just has such beef with Caitlin Clark. People know Angel Reese probably because of Caitlin Clark. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's tall, and she's good at rebounding her own missed shots. Somebody joked one time that they locked Angel Reese in a gym for an entire weekend, and she ended up with 10 points and 400 rebounds.
She's crazy.
That was pretty accurate, probably.
Did you see that Caitlin Clark's not even playing in the All-Star game?
Oh, she got injured, right?
Yeah, I guess the three-point contest.
And
I don't even know what that is.
And they
shoot three-pointers and see how many you can shoot.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know what that is?
I don't know. It's a three-point contest. I don't like NBA.
It's like the home run derby. It's the thing everybody cares about.
They have a skills competition.
Yeah, it's a skills competition.
Yeah, and Caitlin would crush it at that, but she has a groin injury.
Well, whatever. It serves them right because you know what? Nobody's going to watch.
I think they'll have a bigger audience than, well, the fact that Caitlin's not playing
does
not bode well for them.
And if Caitlin Clark is smart, which I think she is, her managers have said to her, maybe the way we make the point here to these idiots who don't seem to get the fact that the reason they get to fly private now instead of on regular airlines is that you've brought viewers to this league. Like it or not, they don't like it, and you're not welcomed into the left-wing LGBTQ sisterhood in the league, and they don't like that, and you're successful, and you're white, and there's all these reasons they don't like you. How about you don't show up to the All-Star game and let them see what happens? Let them see what this would look like without you.
I don't think it's going to matter to them.
She's supposedly coaching. They have to have her show face there. She has to actually have physical presence there, or it'll be a complete disaster.
If she's not going to be on the floor, people aren't going to tune in to watch. Because the WNBA is maddeningly boring, generally speaking.
You think people would try to sell their tickets? Because surely those were selling for probably a high price with Caitlin participating.
Right.
Well, they did that when she missed games.
Yep.
They were selling tickets.
Wow. Yeah. Well, can you imagine having that type of an impact? I mean, being that good of a player.
She's a once-in-a-generation player for the WNBA, mm-hmm. and they're too dumb to realize they've got their own version of Michael Jordan or LeBron James, and they're just too politically correct to accept it and embrace her. Wasn't she the voted player of the year? Did I see that?
I think so.
Maybe. I didn't
Sounds
see
Sounds right. Sure, we'll go with that.
I mean, I think so. The WNBA award, and I think maybe that's a, I don't know if that's a fan vote or what.
Oh, at the ESPYs you're talking?
Wasn't it at the ESPYs? Didn't she win that at the ESPYs?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't watch the ESPYs, so I wouldn't know the answer to that. All right. When we come back here in a minute, we were talking about that Coldplay concert. And I said that I have a parallel situation to those two people that did not include cheating on anybody, but I learned that lesson a long time ago. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Sorry, I was trying to cue up some of that video from the Coldplay concert the other night, so just act like you're listening to it, where the lead singer flashes these two people up on the camera, and what do? Like, they're sitting there, he's got his arms wrapped around her, they're swaying to the music, and they look up in horror and realize that they're on camera at this concert, and they both, of course, are guilty because they're cheating on their spouses, so they completely panic. And what do, Kim? He ducks.
He ducked. You mean to play it? I have the sound up.
You have the sound?
Yeah.
Let Kim play that for me.
It was awkward. Had they not ducked like that, maybe it would not have gone viral. But they made it 10 times worse because of the way that they reacted. But I'm so glad they got caught. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
That was awkward. Yeah, that was awkward. And what parallel could Mark come up with in his own life where something like that happened?
Good question.
So I think I might have talked about this on the show once before a long time ago. But when I was 18, 19 years old at the University of Kentucky, on Thursdays, we used to go down to a school just south of Lexington in Richmond, Kentucky, called Eastern Kentucky University. And, of course, the drinking age in Kentucky was 21 at the time. So we went down and we went to the football game, and Eastern Kentucky won. And we walked with my buddy, who was older than me, back downtown to the bars afterwards to celebrate. And there was this particular bar, and I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me. But when Eastern won, they sell a beer in Kentucky and southern Ohio called Little King's Cream Ale. I actually had one the other day for the first time in a long time. And a buddy had one, and he let me have it. And they would sell them 3 for $1.
Wow.
They're these small bottles. They're fairly small bottles. They're not like a big 12-ounce bottle. And maybe 8 ounces or something. And they would sell them 3 for $1. So we walked in with our nobody carded us. We walked in. My buddy went to the bar and brought back 6 beers, 3 for him, 3 for me. And they had a little beer garden in the back of this place. And we're all sitting back there shooting the crap, talking about whatever we were talking about. And all of a sudden, I've got a beer in this hand, and I've got my other 2 beers sitting on the table, and I look up in the doorway, and there's a police officer.
Oh.
And he's scanning the crowd. He's looking around. Well, I completely panicked and I set my beer down really fast. And he saw me do that, right? So he points at me and he goes like this. He gives me the come here sign, and he charged me for possession of alcohol by a minor. Right? He took my ID and all of that. And if I had just remained calm and not reacted to seeing him, like he wasn't going through the crowd trying to ask for IDs or card people or anything. He was just surveying the crowd.
He was looking for people like you.
Saw me panic. I know that's what he was looking for. So, you know, these two should have been a little more seasoned at their age and not panic like that. You gotta fake it till you make it, right?
It's stupidity. We've all probably been in that position where you do something and that reaction is why it turned out the way that it did.
So the police officer takes me outside and he's like, where do you live? And I'm like, you know, I'm a student in Lexington at UK. And he goes, give me your address up there. He goes, I won't rat you out by sending the ticket to your home address, which was on my driver's license in Ohio. From Ohio, he goes, I'll send the ticket to your Lexington address. And that way you can just pay the fine and it'll go away. And
I'm like, did you tell your parents?
Well, I wasn't going to, right? Because I'm smart like that. I'm like, I'm not mentioning this if I don't have to. Well, about a week later, it may have been a little longer than that, I get a phone call from my mom. She's like, Marcus, what happened down in Richmond, Kentucky? And I'm like, how did you know that? And she goes, well, a citation arrived in the mail today. So I don't know that the officer did it, but whoever processed the citations for Richmond, Kentucky at the police department clearly sent it to my driver's license address and not the address I gave the officer for Lexington. So this ticket shows up at my parents' house. And I had already made an arrangement with my grandma to send me the money to pay the ticket. It was like $45, which I didn't have poor college student. Well, I mean, it was a long time ago, but it was more than I had, and she was mailing me some money to pay the bill with, and I had to admit to mom, I just wasn't going to tell you because I didn't.
Your grandma
think they would
say don't do
send
it again,
it
or she's like, here you go.
No, she's like, it's okay, honey. It's okay. You just take this money. She, you know, she was my grandma. She'd do anything for me.
Oh my
God, rest her soul. Loved her.
Man.
I know.
Busted. I remember I've never been pulled over by a police officer and gotten a speeding ticket. I did get a red light ticket one time, which was bogus. But anyway, I won't get into that. But I remember in Des Moines, they had those stupid cameras underneath the overpasses.
Yes.
And I remember driving to work. I used to work at 4 a.m. there at the TV station. And I remember I must have snapped a picture of me or whatever. And my parents got the ticket in Chesterfield. And they're like, not only did you get a ticket, but you also were clearly late to work because there was a timestamp and it was after 4 o'clock. And I'm like, well, that's why I was speeding, because I had to get to work. See?
That's good. I get it. All right. So anyway, shout out to Virginia and some of the other people on the social media feed this morning complimenting me on my T-shirt. If you like that, my friends at Whiskey Dickerson, my friend Richie made that for me. And they sell them, by the way, on their website at WhiskeyDickerson.com. So you
got to tell people who are listening who can't see it what it says.
It just says IDGAF Plus. That's all it says on it. So you can get yours, too. I bought it for Pride Month, and it didn't arrive in time. So it was my fault. And now I just got it, and I decided I'd wear it to work. So anyway. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Scott Buschke. He's going to join us in the next segment, talking more about sometimes if you didn't get that job that you applied for, do you know why? Maybe you didn't have the right vibe. That's a thing. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.